Welcome to Money Wisdom, a financial wellness show featuring lessons on retirement planning, the latest financial headlines, and other causes you care about. Oh, and enjoying life to the fullest.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth with Money Wisdom. This week, we're going to talk about the new hot stocks and how can you have financial independence for the rest of 2026.
This is Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti, retirement and investment specialist.
Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement and helping you create a plan so that you understand income, investments, taxes, health care, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. It's all part of the team at Johnson Brunetti helping guide you, walk you through that Money Map Retirement Review, which covers all those areas I just mentioned. But you do have that opportunity to talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti. There's no cost to do so, right? You have a question. We're going to talk about financial independence because it's Independence Day, our 250th birthday as a nation. How about that? Pretty impressive. But you think about it. How about us individually and couples? How do we find financial independence? Eric's going to discuss that today. Eric Hogarth here with us. Eric is a certified financial planner. He's a partner of the team at Johnson Brunetti. And he's certainly here to help you. He's been in the business for quite some time. But at the end of the day, Johnson Brunetti has been helping folks just like you for a long time. If you would like to talk with them, there is no cost. 800-705-1232. 800-705-1232. And you can always go to the website to learn more, johnsonbrunetti.com. Brunetti is B-R-U-N-E-T-T-I, johnsonbrunetti.com. Eric, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. Excited to be here. We were chatting before. Congrats to you on the golf win. A lot of our listeners will appreciate that one of us can play golf because it ain't me. But I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. And you think about July 4th being this year, the 250th. I think it was, well, obviously, it was 1976 when we had the 200th birthday. So I don't know if all of us will be here for the 300th birthday, but it is kind of crazy. It's kind of a milestone. I mean, it's 250 years, and I know it's been a crazy week in Connecticut because of this.
A lot of celebrating going on, and then you get to thinking. I mean, I was reading an article the other day about a lot of lists, I find. The top 10 presidents. Not getting political here, but that was interesting. I was reading about Teddy Roosevelt. Interesting. And maybe we talk about the most impactful stocks of the last 100 years or 10 years. Or it's interesting. It gets you looking back and also looking forward, but celebrating. It's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So you think about we understand our country's independence, why and how it all came to be and all of that. There's been a lot of great things that have happened in our country in 250 years. There have been a lot of bad things that have happened in our 250 years. But when you think about the people that you're helping at Johnson Brunetti, retirees, those that are getting ready to retire, those that have already retired, how do you define true financial independence?
Someone told me years ago not to say, that's a great question, as my friend Doug. But that is a great question because it is so specific to you. How I define independence, financial freedom, is to be able to live how you want to live. It's peace of mind. It's not, you know, when you're younger, it's usually, well, I want to buy this or I want to buy that. And then that evolves into the, why do you want to buy that? Is maybe more, well, because then that means that I could buy that or that you can be independent, that you're not going to be met with a problem that you're going to panic and say, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? You know, I remember I still drive by this in Middletown, Connecticut, this garage. And I used to take my old car there for oil changes and I'd wait for it. So I'd be sitting there waiting for an oil change, you know, kind of sweating. You know, this is back before the days of cell phones and hoping that the news isn't, oh, you know, you've got this, so you got that. Then you're having the conversation, well, like, does it really need to get fixed? And they're like, yeah, it really needs to get fixed. But like, is it dangerous? And they're like, yeah, it's dangerous. It's like, Eric, you got to fix it. So, and excuse me, folks, exciting news for Johnson Brunetti is we're renovating our Weathersfield office. Part of that being the radio studio. If you hear that noise, that is construction sounds. right next door to the old studio that I'm in right now. But so getting back to the independence, I feel very strongly that every individual or family has a number. You know, when you read these articles, we need $2 million to retire in Connecticut. Like, that's not a real thing. But I've certainly met people that need $2 million. I've met people that that's nowhere near enough. And I've met people who they couldn't spend that if they had 100 years to do it. So part of the financial planning process is getting to the number that you need so that you can retire and not spend your retirement, you know, fearful of being able to live how you want to live or that you're going to run out of money. That's what independence is to me.
Makes perfect sense.
So there's a book that I find really, really helpful to people. It's called The People's Retirement Handbook. And it walks you through some of these things, not just charts and graphs and how long you're going to live and when do you draw Social Security, but asking questions to get you thinking about things that I think are much more important to the subject of retirement and what do I want to do and do I really want to retire and all that stuff. So it's called The People's Retirement Handbook, and I'd love to send it to you. It's free. You can text us the word book. So that's about as easy to remember as it gets. If you want the book, text us the word book to the number 800-705-1232. That number again is 800-705-1232. And what's the word you text? Book. But why not now to get started with this stuff?
It's a really a great opportunity, I think, to get a little feel before you get into retirement, just kind of to walk through this retirement handbook and kind of give you a better feel for it. And then, of course, if you want to talk with the team at Johnson Brunetti, you just call that number. You don't text the word book. You just call that number, and you have an opportunity to talk with somebody on the team. 800-705-1232. We're talking about Independence Day. I hope everybody has a safe July 4th, obviously. Don't hold that firecracker a little bit longer than you should. Get it out of your hand before something bad happens. But it's always a crazy time because people do make some bad decisions. Well, we also make bad decisions when it comes to our money. So you think about it, a lot of people kind of slide into retirement. Eric, you know, they're like, okay, I put in my time. I think we're okay. Let's retire. And they don't sit down with a team like Johnson Brunetti. And so now they're hoping they're okay. They don't really know if they're okay. So the people that actually are okay tend to underspend when they get to retirement because they don't really know where they are, but they know the biggest fear that everybody has is the fear of outliving their money. So I'm going to be really careful with my money in retirement. If you put a plan together for somebody, now they really know, well, hey, here's the maximum that we can spend every month and we're still fine, but they have a little bit more freedom because they actually know where they are, right?
Yeah. It's so important. I mean, who would I be if I didn't think it was so important? I mean, I've dedicated my career to this. And it's interesting. So I've done this about 25 years. You know, and you meet someone when they're 55 and it's, oh, I hope I'm going to be able to retire someday. And what's that look like? And then you fast forward to now they did retire and maybe they're going to move or they're going to do the big trip. And then they fast forward and now they're taking out required minimum distributions and they're paying taxes on that. And you fast forward and I've had a lot of nice people that I've known a long time who've died. And you see that. And the concern that was originally, am I going to have enough money for retirement? I've had a lot more conversations with folks in retirement that, hey, guys, you're in a good spot. You can spend more money than, hey, you got to pump the brakes or you're going to run out of money. So that partnership, I use advisors. I was talking to a client not long ago about this. And I use advisors in my life. Well, why, Eric? Like, this is what you do. Unless I'm not here to do it. You know, you think about the most important things in our lives, you know, family, health, and I want to make sure that the people that I care most about are okay if I can't do it. And that's where that partnership comes in. Or maybe just a different perspective. Like, you know what? I'd really like to be able to take my grandkids to Disney World, but oh my gosh, that's an enormous amount of money. I mean, for years, my wife didn't even tell me what some of these vacations cost. Maybe I'd rather not know. But that partnership that you have a sounding board, be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Should I do this? Does this make sense? Am I thinking about things the wrong way? And, you know, retirement planning, our world is so different from saving for retirement because, you know, something people say is, you know, when this happened, when I was saving for retirement, I didn't do anything. I didn't panic. I didn't do anything. I kept saving money. Like, let's be fair to history here is you didn't have the opportunity to do anything different. You were saving money into your 401k, which worked because you did it over a decades long, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, and you put it in the market. And let's be fair, this also coincided with a period of time in which the stock market did really well, which none of us had any control over. and you arrive at retirement and now you've got this bucket of money, and what do I do with that? And I remember the first time someone told me that people that have more money often have more stress around the money or more anxiety around the money. And I was like, well, must be nice, right? You're seriously stressed that you have too much money, but it's, you don't have a plan. And you need a plan, whether you have a lot of money or a little money. The reason you get a plan is so that you can actually live life and not just wait.
I like that. We don't really just want to wait. Now, let's finish this segment up. But we're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the hot stocks that are going on that are getting a buzz all around the water cooler
stocks.
And all that. Yeah. So if somebody's planning on retiring, say, in 2026, maybe it's 2027, maybe it's 2030, maybe it's even 2035. When you think about when we retire, kind of matters. If all of our hopes and dreams are built on the market, then we're kind of at a, you know, boy, I guess we can spend because the markets were good. Oh, I guess we can't do anything this year because the markets were bad. So that's a bad way to retire. But you think about all the factors that play into a successful retirement, inflation, market volatility, the when we get the required minimum distribution age, taxes. So there's a lot of things that will challenge us. Health can be certainly a big factor as well. What do you see as kind of the biggest factors when it comes to retirement that we really need to make sure that we're paying attention to?
So we all have a number, you know, as I alluded to before, how much money you need to retire. This is it. People fall into two groups. Keep life simple. You have enough. You don't. Before you decide to retire, you know, because there's no like, what's the right time to retire? 62, 65? Is it 55? Okay. It's when you have enough money and you want to. But before you have enough money, you can't. And there's plenty of people right now that are saving for retire that will never financially be able to retire. And that just, that's it. So the best time to set up a retirement plan is now. So you've got clarity on how much money do you need. You know, I talk about my parents a lot. My mom's a retired school teacher. My dad worked for the city of Meriden. They both have pensions. Not to get too deep into their world, but like they don't have any debt. And so how much money did they need to save to be able to live? And they live within their means versus someone who spends, you know, I met someone once who owned 7 houses, didn't rent any of them. And I, okay, so do you live in 7 houses a year? And they're like, yep. And I, you know, riddle me that. That's not the life that I want, but that costs a lot of money to run those 7 houses, 4 of which were outside the United States. So it's, you got to arrive at how much money do you need to be able to live how you want to live. And that's where you get into these, some of these stories where, oh my gosh, this person that made all this money, but they ran out of money. Well, it's because their lifestyle, you know, the more money you spend, the more money you got to save. So we can tell you how much money you need. And also that book I mentioned before, The People's Retirement Handbook, you know, that also has a lot of good information on this subject. Text us the word book to 800-705-1232 or call us, same number, 800-705-1232, and schedule a meeting, because this is what we do. It isn't what you do. So you don't have to reinvent the wheel here. Go talk to the experts and get some input so you can get clarity on the position that you are actually in.
So again, if you'd like the People's Retirement Handbook, just text book to 800-705-1232. You want to talk with the team? Same number, 800-705-1232. So SpaceX, it's a big, big stock out there that got a lot of national attention, if you will. Should you be in? Should you be patient? How do we figure all these hot stock tips? Eric's going to clue us in when we come back right here on Money Wisdom, powered by John Spinetti. Back right after this.
Turn your plans from yesterday into yes today. Don't put off your financial goals another day. Schedule your visit with the team at Johnson Brunetti at 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? Income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Welcome back to Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti is here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, help put a plan together. They'll walk you through the Money Map Retirement Review. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. That's a lot on your plate. What if you're going to retire before 65? What about the healthcare question? That's always a big one. So there's just a lot of moving pieces. How much do we need to retire? If you have seven homes and four of them are outside of the country, $2 million is probably not enough would be the way I'd look at that. So everybody's situation is unique. Some people have a $250,000 and it's plenty. Some people have $2 million is not near enough, right? So it's all about you. And Eric Hogarth and the team at Johnson Brunetti are here to help you figure that out for you, with you, not really for you, I guess, with you, because they're here to walk side by side. It's not what Eric wants out of retirement. It's what do you want out of retirement? How can Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti help you feel more comfortable and more confident with your retirement? 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. No cost to chat with the team. They are here to help, and there's no cost to you. Why would you not take advantage of that opportunity? All right. There's always, every day, Eric, there's a new investment story that grabs the headlines around the water coolers at work. Hey, that SpaceX is out. Elon Musk, he's got a 1.75 valuation of his company, $1.75 trillion valuation. And all these that are IPOs, which means just initial public offering. And so we have SpaceX come out. Then we're going to have Anthropic come out. We're going to have OpenAI come out. And there are all these companies that spend gazillion dollars on what they're doing. I don't know if they ever make a profit, but they're spending a lot of money. And it just gets people kind of excited. Ooh, maybe this is the next NVIDIA that's going to make me a lot of money. Maybe it's the next Apple or whatever. How do you look at all these hot stocks? I mean, because they could work out, but they might not. There's no guarantee ever. Probably don't want to go 90% all in on something like that, but it's probably not bad to go 5 or 10% in. I don't know. How do you look at that?
Fantastic question and fantastic topic. And I could talk about this for hours. We're going to make it about 10 minutes. So I'm writing notes as you're chatting. And actually, you said it right as I wrote it down about patience. And coincidentally, I was listening to something today. I was listening to a podcast on my way in because I've got some windshield time driving into the office. And it was really interesting because it was talking, kind of better articulating something that I feel, and this person was doing a good job articulating it. And it was talking about this sense of urgency or FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. Is that the world is passing us by and I'm missing this opportunity and everyone's got this opportunity and they're taking advantage of it and I'm just missing out. And how the mindset, you know, of investing versus gambling. And this is on one hand, I'm going to be critical of some stuff. Like, you know, my son Parker and I, Parker's going to be 13 in December and he loves sports, both playing and watching. And there's almost always a game on in our house, which really didn't come from me. I've watched more sports with him than I ever watched before. But when you watch games, there's a lot of ads for sports betting these days, right? And it's just easy money and it's free money and you got to be doing this. And to be clear, do this. But that's so much of what's out there, whether it's SpaceX or whether it's Anthropic. And, you know, people shift their mindset from, well, they're not investing, because investing is long term. It's gambling and it's, you know, how fast. And that is not how this works. Warren Buffett isn't wrong, you know, when he says it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. So I know that was a long answer, but I am going to finish with a tale here about the first two stocks that I, Eric Hogarth, ever bought.
Yeah.
And I was 22. And so that was about 24 years ago. And I was here at Johnson Brunetti. And so maybe I was 23. Okay, fine. It was a long time ago, right? And I didn't have a lot of money. And I put the money in the brokerage account. And I remember sitting there looking at my computer. And I can see the cash. And I can hit a button and I can make a trade. And I'm going to buy two stocks, the first two stocks I ever bought, both of which I still own, which is Activision Blizzard. What's that, Eric? It was a giant video game maker at the time, which is what a 20-something-year-old fresh out of UConn buys. And it was Apple stock. So we can forget about Activision Blizzard and we can think about Apple stock. And the market had opened and Apple stock is moving up and down and up and down. And finally, it goes down a little bit and I buy my 6 shares of Apple stock. And right after that trade goes through, that Apple stock goes down in value, like within the next half an hour. And I'm like, and I remember the feeling that I was like, I blew it. I missed it. I overpaid for these shares. Fast forward now, I still own those shares, in addition to many other Apple shares that I have bought since. And my only regret of overpaying for those shares in that first second of ownership was that I didn't have more money to buy more shares, because they've gone up a ton. And sometimes that happens and sometimes that doesn't happen. But again, it's not timing the market, it's time in the market. So as you said, Mark, it's not that you shouldn't own this stuff, but whether it's cryptocurrency or it's gold or it's SpaceX, where the question gets dangerous is if you're asking me, should I put all my money in this thing? Because a financial plan, that's not how it works. You need balance in investing. You can't lose all your money in Enron stock if you don't have all your money in Enron stock. So be careful out there. And this is why, you know, a lot of people who work with advisors is that people have a tendency of taking too much risk with their own money.
And again, you do have the opportunity, if you'd like the People's Retirement Handbook from the team at Johnson Renetti, just text BOOK to 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. If you would like to talk with one of the advisors at Johnson Renetti about how you're invested, because you can take too much risk, but you can also take not enough risk. What's the right amount of risk for you? And everybody's situation is unique. And that's how the team at Johnson Renetti looks at it. You can always call them, 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. There's no cost to you whatsoever. And you think about the hot stock tips, right? And you got Apple, great, congratulations. You've been patient with it, you've held on to it, and obviously it's grown. You can also get the Enron stock and it goes the wrong direction. Blockbuster Video, probably not the best stock to hold on to. It's not going to come back probably. So there's always winners and losers. And Warren Buffett has obviously said, it's time in the market, not timing the market. But when you see these things happen, these big IPOs that everybody's talking about, like SpaceX, a lot of people buy in right away and go, okay, it's going to go up right out of the gate and we're going to sell it. We're going to try to make a quick buck on it. And others will buy it for down the line, down for the future. How do you look at that? That's, again, that's not gambling with your entire portfolio. It's gambling with part of it. But some people will do that, try to flip them and make some money right out of the gate.
So most people don't understand taxes. And I'm not a CPA, but I understand taxes pretty darn good. You know, you think about, right, our 24/7 access to information. And, you know, I've met people before that are insistent that you can time the market. You know, and it, of course, hindsight, 2020, and they're like, well, when this happened, you know, the market hit a peak, so I got out and I waited for it to go down and I got back in. It's like, no, you didn't. Like, or maybe you got lucky. You know, one thing that very successful, wealthy people have in common is they typically believe to some extent in the benefit of luck or good fortune. Like, it's just some stuff, you got to acknowledge the fact that it tipped your way. You know, so when you think about risk in the market, what's the appropriate type of risk? Because I've talked to people like, Eric, I'm 65, so I shouldn't have any risk. Well, maybe you shouldn't have any risk, but it's not because you're 65. It's because maybe you don't need risk or you don't want risk. I mean, everyone's plan is different, but I've got 90-year-old clients that still have money in the market. Well, Eric, they must have a ton of money in the market. So I like these conversations to have a plan around not just saving for retirement, but actually retiring and what that looks like for you and what you want it to be, because you deserve that. Because if you are in the group of people that have saved enough money to live how you want to live, then make sure you're living how you want to live, because you've been preparing and hoping for this for a very long time. And if you don't do anything, you won't ever be able to benefit from the other side of it. So I can't emphasize enough the importance of these conversations, of getting perspective from people who aren't retiring for the first time. We've talked about it thousands of times. You can call us to schedule a visit at 800-705-1232, or you can text the word book to 800-705-1232, and we'll get you that People's Retirement Handbook. So I hope you take advantage of that.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Johnson Brunetti is a marketing name for the business of JB Capital and JN Financial. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of UConn Huskies Athletic Program.
This radio show is a paid placement.